There's no need to be so loud. Don't look so scared. I'm not gonna hurt you. Do I look scary? Well, I'm deeply offended, I must say. I wasn't expecting those to be the first words that leave your mouth. I thought they'd be something sweeter and somewhat cute, I guess. But what am I expecting from a stranger, right? But don't worry, we won't be strangers for long. What do I mean? Well, I've had my eye on you for a while. You just don't know who I am, but you will now. Sorry, I just can't help it. You smell so good. You are definitely the one that caught my attention the most. I have never smelled blood so delicious before. I haven't even had a taste yet. Oh dear, don't look so frightened. I'm not gonna hurt you, I told you that. Not unless you give me permission to. Yes, us vampires, we love blood. But not just any blood. Or rather, I don't like just any blood. That's right. I only choose the finest picks. But something about you really drew me in. I don't know if it's your looks or if it's just the way you smell. Keeping my hands off you has been so hard, you have no idea. But I don't want to scare you just yet. I mean, we've only just met. Yes, I am a vampire. But like I said, I won't hurt you unless you want me to. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Lighten up. Where are you? Well, you're in my room. This is my mansion. You are the first human I willingly allow to come in here. Well, I guess you didn't really have much of a choice. Oh, will you stop hurting my feelings? I did not kidnap you. No, not at all. I saved you. You were drinking pretty heavily last night. I have my eye on you. I don't know, maybe you went through some kind of a breakup? But you could barely walk. So if anything, I took you in to help you out. You should be thanking me. Yes, I've had my eye on you for a while. I told you. Once I want someone, I will do whatever I can to get that person. How old am I? I'm a few hundred years old. Of course I don't look it. We don't age. That is only a number. Unlike you. But here's the thing about humans. You might grow old of age, but your blood remains the same. And that's exactly what us vampires love. It doesn't matter, just as long as we get to have a taste. Although I can't speak for all of us. I am my own self, after all. Well, for someone that claims to be kidnapped, you seem to be just fine. Oh, yes, I do take care of my place. Thank you very much. No, I'm afraid I cannot let you go. Well, you haven't really paid me back for my kind act. Oh, come on, you know what you can give me. Just one taste. That's it. But I can't promise I'll let you go after. Only because I'd want you to go back and have someone else take you from me. No, because I want you only to myself. Isn't it pretty obvious? Well, because I don't want to have to have it my way. I'm sure you wouldn't like that. Look, I'm being nice. Yes, this is me being nice. You have not seen my mean side yet. And you don't want to. No. It's not fun. Unfortunately, a lot of humans have seen it before. Guilty. But some of them are just so good at testing my patience. They're asking for it. No. No. They don't die. I know. You expect yourself to die after being bitten in the neck by some vampire who you've probably never believed in up until now. But that's not the case. You will turn and become one of us. After all, how else are we supposed to stay? It's like killing two birds in one stone. I get to taste you, and I get to turn you into one of us. What more do you want? We could be together. Forever, and I mean forever. Is that not something you want? Well, I know that you barely know me. You have a point there, but I promise I'm a fun time. Come on. Do I look like I'm lying? Listen. If I wanted to have my way with you, I would have tasted you while you were sleeping. I could have easily bit you in your sleep, but I didn't. I chose to wait for you to wake up so I can ask. No, it doesn't make up for the fact that I practically kidnapped you, but I had to in some way. How else was I supposed to get you for myself? If you have seen me out there, you would have run away from me. No, I know I'm not scary looking, but... well, I have these. You don't just see a random girl walking around with fangs, do you? Yes, but it's not Halloween. And God, I wish people would stop dressing as vampires for Halloween. They look atrocious. It's almost amusing to watch. Makes me want to go in there and turn them into real vampires. Wouldn't that be something? Okay, enough. I'm done scaring you. I'm being serious, though. I've been craving you for so long. And... staying away from you has been very hard, and judging by the way you're looking at me, I can tell that you are somewhat infatuated by me. I knew it. One thing vampires are good at, it's reading signs. If I knew you were gonna hate me, I wouldn't have done this. But I knew that you weren't gonna hate it. There's one thing, though. If you accept my deal, I will not share you with anyone else. Because I don't like to share what's mine. Which means if I get to mark you, then you're gonna be mine. Forever. Oh, you're not complaining. I like that. No, it's just amusing and also a very heartwarming how easy it is to get you to listen to me. So what do you say? You'd let me? Really? Perfect. That's what I've been wanting to hear. I promise... I won't hurt you. It'll barely sting. Okay? Just stay still. You taste just as good as I imagined, if not better. I cannot get enough. How are you feeling? Oh, yeah, that means it's working. No, don't worry, I told you. I would never lie to you. Now we can be together forever. Exactly what I wanted.